Tim in for Bill today. He is back tomorrow and getting over the hump here. Downhill slide toward the weekend. And at the Bucks in action tonight in Indiana. And the Bucks, one of the better teams in the East. And that being said, let's bring in from The Athletic, Eric.
Actually, he just dropped.
Oh, Eric, name of The Athletic?
Stand by.
Okay, sit tight. We'll join that Schneider Orange hotline in just a second. But admittedly, with what the Brewers did on a run of full additional month, basically, of baseball, and you had the Packers season, the NFL season, the Bucks have been flying under the radar to me a little bit, but now starting to gain steam. In the last, I would say, 10 days or so, I had started to pay really close attention, much like I would with the Brewers or the Packers or whatever. And I'll tell you, I'm trying to figure out where the pecking order is in the East. As I now look at the landscape, Toronto, 22 wins. Bucks at what, 18? 18 and 8? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Pacers at 17. They were better than I thought. Are they that good?
They were a big surprise last season, and they were a thorn in the Bucks' side for most of it.
Philadelphia is there, although there's some, you know, that's the one team I think that you might want to keep your eyes on also. Once they figure out a little offense, I guess, strategy scheme, they may improve as the year goes on, even more so than they are now. What are they at? 18, 19 wins? Somewhere in there.
We're talking Philadelphia?
Yeah.
19.
So there's a team that I think needs to, you know, figure things out a little bit and then go from there. And then there's Boston. I don't even know what Boston's at. 16? 16
or so? 16 and okay. 10, and they've won six straight games.
Yeah.
They got off to a little bit of a bumpy start.
They did. So where in that pecking order are the Milwaukee Bucks here?
Well, let's ask Eric Name.
Let's do it on the Schneider Orange Hotline from The Athletic, Eric Name. Eric, we haven't worked together, but there's always a first, and that is today. What's happening?
Not much. How are you?
More important how you are. And in the landscape of the East, let's start right there. Where do you see these guys? I mean, is it still a work in progress? Because at 18 and 8, it seems like it's a little bit more than that.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at this team, it's certainly among the top four. It's in there with the Raptors. They're in there with the Celtics, with the Sixers. And honestly, I think with what we've seen from them early, you know, I might be willing to say that at this point, I think it's looking more like a two-team race with them and the Raptors. The Bucks have dropped a couple of games that they shouldn't have at this point. You know, you remove those, and they're right in that conversation with the Raptors. They've now beat the Raptors twice. You know, I just think with the tough schedule they have at the start of the year and kind of what they've been through thus far, you would think as you try to get into a new system, you kind of learn new schemes, that there'd be some larger growing pains, and there really hasn't. But that also means some scary things for the rest of the league, that this team's going to continue to get better, and they're already pretty good. So I think when you look at it at the end of the year, they'll be in that top four for sure, and I certainly think they're going to they might be the team in the East that challenges the Raptors for that top spot.
Yeah, a deep run I think is fair to expect, right? As I delve into this and do a little reading and studying this morning, a deep run I think we should expect that, correct?
100%. I think there's no doubt that when you look at this basketball team that you should expect them to win their first playoff series in 18 seasons. You should expect that. And then when you think about what they can do after that, like I think obviously the Raptors are going to be a tough team to beat. The Celtics are going to be a tough team to beat. The Sixers are going to be a tough team to beat. All three of those teams are going to be what you see in the Eastern Conference semis. And, you know, you'll have to figure out whether or not you can beat one of those teams. But I think they can beat all those teams. I'm not sure they can beat two of those teams to get themselves into the NBA Finals. But, you know, there's no reason to think that this Bucks team can't compete and then also beat all of those other three teams in the East because, well, frankly, they've already done some of that thus far. And they're just so talented and so well coached that everything that kind of made them falter last year in many ways has disappeared when other than seven games. And, you know, I think if they have probably 75% of the league of their coaches coaching instead of Joe Prunty and Jason Kidd stuff. Like, I think they probably beat the Celtics, and the Celtics went on a deep run last year. So, yeah, I think expecting a deep run out of this team is totally fair.
And then you have some things that you don't expect that pop up and clear up this Middleton, this Chris Middleton situation. Now, again, I know there was a benching, and then there was a game loss to, I want to say, personal reasons. Yep. Are those two connected?
No. From everything I know, that the benching was definitely about Chris Middleton not playing well, not playing hard enough. Bud has mentioned since, you know, the idea of individual pride, that defensively guys need to have individual pride. And as he said that, in my mind, I thought, well, you can't be talking about anyone other than Chris Middleton. So, of course, I followed up and asked, like, I'm guessing, you know, when you talk about individual pride, you're talking about Chris and kind of what he's done recently. And you look at Chris and how he's reacted since that benching. Obviously, he missed the game on Wednesday. But since then, on Friday night, he went toe-to-toe with Kevin Durant and held Durant to 4 points in the first half, 7 turnovers overall on the game. Then on Sunday, he goes into Toronto. He covers Kawhi Leonard for a majority of the game. He gets Kawhi Leonard in the final 5 minutes as well. And you're looking at Chris Middleton going toe-to-toe defensively with two of the 5 to 7 in the league. And when Bud's talking about individual pride, that's what he's talking about. Mm. So I think Middleton has very clearly reacted to what Bud was talking about, why he got benched. So he gets benched for the end of the Knicks game, and since then his individual effort defensively has improved, and he's been there. And obviously when you have a game missed for personal reasons at the same time all this is going on, the game after he had been benched, like, obviously people are going to try to put those two things together and kind of conflate some things. But no, that he missed that game for a legitimate personal reason. And, you know, we all have things happen in our lives, and that was one of those moments for Chris. So he had something he had to attend to, so he missed that game. But no, but those two things are not connected. And, you know, for all the people that are trying to connect them, I think you just point to Middleton's defensive effort in the last couple games. And I think you can kind of see that, you know, he's responded in the way that Mike Boonholzer had hoped he would respond when he benched him against the Knicks.
Yeah, and I was hoping the two weren't connected, because, I mean, I could see where that would come from, and hopefully yep. It wasn't a rebellious, hey, you bench me, I'm going to bench you guys sort of thing. Do you know, Eric, and I don't want to put you on the spot or anything, but if you do, then fine. Do you know for sure, and you just don't want to say what it was, that it
yes.
was that
yes.
they
it was a personal issue.
Okay, cool.
I'm 100% sure of it.
Okay, all right, cool. Well, that's good news on the Bucks front. Final thing here, Toronto with those 22 victories, the Bucks a great job bouncing back after the Warriors. Do they match up well? Because if that's the case, then it might be these two in the Eastern Finals.
That's a really interesting question, because when you look at that Raptors team, you know, I think in the past the Bucks might have struggled with them a little bit. But, you know, with Kawhi Leonard, he's a really strong physical player, super talented. And, you know, I think there's a number of guys that can really make Chris Middleton struggle defensively, typically quicker guys that, you know, are going to be shorter burst movements and, you know, quick crossovers and things like that. And Leonard doesn't do a ton of that. He more or less gets into your body and finds a way to create separation. And Middleton at 6'8 can kind of handle that. So I think they match up pretty well against him. I think Eric Bledsoe matches up relatively well against Kyle Lowry. But I think the question that will linger over this entire season is, Eric Bledsoe had a great final 2 to 3 months of the season last year, and then he got to the playoffs, and Terry Rozier got in his head, and he just had a terrible playoff series. So Bledsoe hasn't shown anything like that. He hasn't shown you know, really any of the mental lapses that he had last year where he missed defensive assignments and anything like that. Like, he has seemed much more focused, and it seems like that is so far in his past that you couldn't even imagine, even though it was just, you know, 2 or 3 months ago in as far as NBA play is concerned. So I think that, to me, is the big question lingering over the season. Like, Giannis won't have any problems in the playoffs. He's too good. He's too physical. But, you know, those other guys, like, once you get to the playoffs, can Chris Middleton, you know, do a good job against Kawhi Leonard? Can he handle his business there? And then can Eric Bledsoe handle it against Kyle Lowry? Or if you're talking about the Celtics, can he do it against Kyrie Irving? Like, can he hold his own? If those two can hold their own, you know, this team can really make a deep run and match up pretty well against these teams.
Yeah, you've got a good basketball team, expectations of a deep run, possible MVP in Giannis in a brand new arena, Eric Name of The Athletic. You got a fun job. You're lucky, dude.
Yeah, I'm very lucky. I have no doubts about that.
All right, take it easy. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right, there he is, Eric Name from The Athletic, covering Bucks basketball. With us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, they treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.